Hi, I'm Gary. I work in the Central Music Library on George Forth Bridge, probably overseeing the largest music collection in Scotland. Covers scores, sheet music, CDs, DVDs. So song lyrics are a daily part of, from morning till night, really part of my life. People looking for songs and for recordings, for instrumentation, for folk songs, whatever.
Do you get a lot of people coming into the library just, you know, giving a song lyric and saying, what's that? Do you have that, you know?
Yes, quite often it's linked to something that maybe they're doing. Maybe they're organising something for their parents' wedding or a funeral or an occasion, and they want to put a piece of music to go with it. So they know the song title, but they haven't got the words or whatever. And people checking up on lyrics, because you could write a whole book about people mishearing lyrics and getting it totally wrong, you know, from hymns in the Bible to Dylan lyrics to Bruce Springsteen lyrics. My favourite song, very boring, is Dylan's All Along the Watchtower, just because I think it's such a strange song with nothing explained in it. It's all mystery and strange things happening, people approaching out of the wild weather, and you're trapped and there's no way out, and what's it all about? And of course, there's the Hendrix version with it. Hendrix's howling guitar, which kind of emphasises the otherworldliness of it. It's almost like something like science fiction or something from the Old Testament. Very weird. But I think Dylan's a genius. On another day, I could say Joni Mitchell or Bob Marley, you know, Leonard Cohen, you know, Diana Krall, Cole Porter. You know, it just goes on and on. Schubert.
I mean, that's the thing with song lyrics, isn't it? Like, you have different ones for different moods and that sort of thing.
Very much so, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's the end of evening ones when you're having a glass of wine and maybe you want to hear some cool jazz, and it could be Diana Krall, but classic songs from the 50s and 60s, they're still very vibrant today. Roy Orbison's another one. He wrote some terrific lyrics, all very sad and all about lost love and despair. But, you know, different songs for different occasions.
So Jimmy Webb said that he didn't believe there were any political songs anymore, that people had sort of lost the art of political songwriting, or just songwriting in general. I mean, do you agree with that?
Not really. I think in popular music, maybe less so, but in folk music, you've still got people like Dick Dawkin, Brian McNeil. You can argue actually, that Pete Doherty, you know, and it depends what you consider a political song. The Manic Street Preachers, they were still writing political songs. They did Design for Life, which is quite political. It named checks libraries, for example, and the whole thing about education. So I think if you know where to look, you can find political songs. Certainly the heyday of Phil Oakes and Bob Dylan and all the kind of protest songwriters from the 60s seem to have vanished a wee bit. Some of the songs weren't very good, really, were they? In retrospect, it was an easy way to make it. I think even Dylan says sometimes it was an easy way to make a living, was pander to a popular mood and write a good political song. Neil Young, though, he's still writing songs about current affairs in America and Iraq, and there's people writing songs about women's rights. I think it's still quite a big subject in popular music.